is still cattle coming out of the woodwork that, you know, we might have thought might have run out by now. So I think we are getting to the bottom of it, though. I mean, that the available cattle in the suitable weight range, there's definitely getting less and less of them. And you can see that with the cattle that are moving, there's more out-of-spec cattle and some rougher sort of clean skin types and that sort of thing. So I think there will be, you know, there definitely is a limited number of cattle in the correct weight ranges. But, I mean, with the dry weather continuing, it does always push a few more on the market. So, I mean, there will be cattle available, but I definitely don't think it'll be in huge quantities.
Is the condition of these cattle that are coming onto the market good enough to be put on a boat to Indonesia?
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, Laura, the cattle we've been doing this week, there's quite a few cattle moving this week for a couple of shipments. And, you know, that when you drive around and look at the countryside and just how dry it is, it's surprising how well the cattle have held up. But as it warms up, probably more so, it's just the suitable cattle in the weight ranges rather than the condition. That'll probably be the big thing. It'll just be that, you know, having the cattle heavy enough, a lot of people sold down. You know, they've sold down and down and down over the last 18 months. So that'll probably be more the point.
What kind of weight range would we be needing?
The bulk of the Indonesian cattle have traditionally been 280 to 350, and, you know, this last shipment has come down to 230, so they've had two weight ranges from 230 to 280 and 280 to 350. So, you know, in those traditional feeder weights, yeah, there just is less and less cattle in those weight ranges available. A lot of people are back to having their, you know, little weaners and, you know, probably some older cattle.
What kind of impact on price will these extra permits have?
I mean, I think obviously, you know, there'll be probably more permits than what there is cattle available, definitely in this region. But like I say, with the reduced availability of those suitable cattle, I think there's only one way for prices to go. I think probably will put an upward pressure on prices, you would expect.
This week we saw 2,000 cattle that went through the Charters Towers sale yards. Last week was a bit over the 1,700 mark. Where are all these cattle coming from when we have our fourth driest year on record?
Yeah, well, a lot of the cattle at the moment, and it surprised us too as a group of agents. I mean, when we were looking at how the year played out in June, we thought we might have been, you know, struggling to maintain our yardings by now and having to go fortnightly. But we've been able to get enough cattle to go weekly, and not only enough cattle, we've been, you know, basically have yarded nearly a couple of thousand a week for the last 10 or 15 weeks. A big portion of our yardings here in Charters Towers over the last couple of weeks have been northern soil cattle, some clean skin cattle and whatnot coming out of the north. So, yeah, there has been some rougher northern cattle coming forward, and at the prices that they're receiving, yeah, I mean, people are definitely taking opportunity to clean up some country.
How much longer then can these numbers be sustained for?
We've been making fools out of ourselves, making predictions over the last 6 weeks. We thought they might have been steadied up by now. So, I mean, I think there is an end, you know, definitely is an end date inside. I mean, we can't keep guarding the numbers. I think they're going to have to tail off at some stage, but we might get another month or 6 weeks out of it, possibly.